everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. All right, everybody, welcome back. Hope everybody's doing well. As always, we are going to just jump right into the podcast with the question of the month. It's from a gentleman named Albert. Albert from PA. He asks, how often should I be looking at my Google Ads program? This is a great question. Typically, in the beginning of your program, you want to look at it often. You want to make sure your search terms are good. You want to make sure your optimization score is up to par, at least above 70%. You want to look at your quality score. Okay. If you're confused about what quality score is, you can go back to, I believe, episode 2. And then after a while, you kind of want to look at your conversion rates. Like, hey, I'm getting great clicks. You know, I got a good quality score and everything, but people are just not calling me. You know, what's going on? Do you need to update your landing page? Do you need to kind of have better conversion factors on your landing page, more coupons, that type of stuff. And then after a while, you want to look at new keywords. But when you add new keywords, you know, you may run into issues with bad search terms again. So it's kind of like a cycle. So in the beginning, really look at it often. I would say it takes about a good solid 3 to 4 months to get a nice solid foundation type of program before you can kind of relax a little bit. But I would look at it every few days at least for the first few months. All right, Albert, hope that answers your question. We are going to jump into the topic of the month. This month, we're going to talk about Facebook marketing, the basics of Facebook marketing. So we're just going to kind of look at everything from a bird's eye level, really just kind of an overview of what Facebook marketing is, what type of strategy you should be doing, you know, kind of what you should be looking at from different angles of the program. Keep in mind that we're not discussing Facebook management, okay? Facebook management is kind of like social media management where you're posting regularly, you're using hashtags, you're getting active in responding to comments and things like that. That's Facebook management. We're talking about Facebook marketing, the pay-per-click program that Facebook offers, similar to Google Ads. All right. So if you wanted to get started with Facebook marketing, you need to set up a Facebook business manager for your business. It's fairly easy. I believe it's like business.facebook.com, if I'm not mistaken. But you can just search Facebook business manager and you can set one up for your business. Now, I say it's fairly easy, but there are a lot of moving parts. You know, you want to set up a pixel code similar to a remarketing code with Google Ads, with the display network at least. You want to set up a pixel code on your landing page or your coupon page or your Facebook page or whatever you're going to be using as the page where people are directed to from a Facebook ad. You want to set up conversion tracking. You need to link your page, meaning your actual Facebook page, to your business manager. You also need to verify your domain. So there's a bunch of different things you need to do in business manager to kind of just really just have it all set up. You know, if you're not super technical, then it may make sense to hire someone to just set up, you know, even if you don't want to hire someone to manage the whole Facebook marketing strategy of your company, at least the initial setup can be a little time consuming. All right, so once everything's kind of been set up in your Facebook business manager, you want to try different strategies out. One strategy that I've been using for a lot of my clients that work fairly well is, remember, Facebook is a social media platform, okay? I should also mention that Facebook also owns Instagram, okay? So there's a lot of overlap there. And people are not on social media looking for pest control companies. They essentially need to sort of stumble upon your company. So what's the best way of doing that? The most obvious way of doing it is retargeting. Okay, so just like Google's display remarketing program, Facebook has a Facebook retargeting program. That's where that pixel code comes in handy. Anybody who's visited your website, who's visited your landing pages, they can now be retargeted to once you've built that audience. Now, it does take a very, very long time to build that audience. So, you know, even if you're not going to be running Facebook ads anytime soon, I would suggest go ahead and setting up Business Manager and popping in your pixel code so that the system at least has time to build that audience. Now, in a best world case scenario, you know, people who have visited your website or landing page will now see your ads on Facebook and Instagram, which is great. And you can sort of entice them to come back through some sort of coupon, some sort of message, some sort of creative video. Again, like I said, it takes a long time to build that audience. So simultaneously, what you could do is Facebook actually has an audience called pest control. So people who are interested in pest control services that Facebook believes are people who are interested in pest control services, your ad would be displayed for. And it seems fairly accurate for the most part. You know, Facebook has a lot of data points, a lot of data points, probably a lot more than Google. They know almost everything about you if you're on Facebook or Instagram, because they know what you've been liking, what you've been searching, what kind of pictures and videos you like and you comment on, etc. So they kind of have created a profile around you. And if you are somehow interested in pest control or you have some sort of pest control service already, then you kind of fit into this audience and we can really benefit from that data. Facebook also has what they call a lookalike audience. So let's say, for example, you've created a retargeting audience and you've created a pest control audience and you've set everything up properly with the pixel code and the conversion tracking. And you can see that, you know, these 100 people have converted into, you know, leads or contact forms. Then we can create what we call a lookalike audience, which would mean that those 100 people, whatever they're interested in, you know, their demographic, their age, the part of town that they live in, things like that, we can really target people similar. And they're more or so likely going to be also people who are interested in pest control. So that's another way you can kind of strategize as well. Remember, people are not on Facebook searching for pest control. So you really want to push deals, push coupons, have some creative videos, you know, really think outside of the box, grab their attention. Don't be cheesy. You know, personally, I think being too cheesy can kind of backfire, but push deals, push some coupons, talk about why you guys are awesome and, you know, kind of give them a no harm, no foul type of situation where, hey, it doesn't hurt to call these guys just to see what they're about. Okay. At the end of the day, when you run Facebook ads, yes, you want to look at your return on investment. Don't spend a lot of money on Facebook ads. You can spend good money on Facebook ads, but in my opinion, Google is really where you want to put your budget, majority of your budget. But look at your ROI with Facebook ads. But more importantly, remember that branding is huge as well. You are now showing up, your logo and your company is showing up all over social media where people are potentially interested in purchasing your services either now or in the future. One thing I would also look at is ensure that your ad is not displayed when a user searches for your brand name. Okay, you're going to show up organically through the pages page anyways on Facebook or Instagram. What Facebook does sometimes is it shows your ad there as well, and they obviously charge you for that. So make sure you don't pay for that, because especially if you have a great brand name in your area, people are going to search and you're just going to eat up majority of your budget for people who are just kind of going to find you anyways. All right, that's it for now with Facebook Business Manager and Facebook Marketing. It was a lot. You know, it didn't seem like a lot, but it actually is a lot. It's just kind of a general overview on your basic strategy for Facebook marketing in the pest control space. As always, I am Andy Patel. You can email me through pcimpodcast.com or message me on Facebook or Instagram at pcimpodcast if you have any questions. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks a lot.